Hello and welcome to my podcast on photography. My name is Ewan Bell. This series started life as a YouTube vlog, but you can now listen to each episode here as a podcast as well. If you would like to watch the YouTube version, just head to my website or search for me on YouTube. I love getting comments from listeners and especially love getting inspiration from your questions. Thanks for joining me today. May seem a little strange that as a photographer, I would take such an interest in YouTube as a place to share my photos, because not all of my videos are just me talking to camera and discussing things. Not all are in this vlog format. Most of my videos in the last 2 years have been talking about an idea, talking about a piece of gear, and in the process showing a lot of my photos. And this works for me in a very major way. And if you're a photographer, I'm hoping this might work for you too. I'm not a big fan of social media in general, and that's for lots of reasons, but especially for sharing photography. I have become increasingly allergic to social media. I really don't like Facebook, and I really don't like Instagram and TikTok and Snapchat. I just don't like the formats. I don't like being on them. It's gotten to the point where I will happily pay money to a service that automatically posts my things to Instagram and Facebook because I don't want to go there. I don't actually want to be on there at all. As a professional photographer and someone who's running workshops and tours, it's really important that my potential customers out there can see that I'm still alive. That's literally all I want to achieve from my Instagram feed. Sometimes on Facebook, I can connect with some old friends, but even that doesn't happen much. Like I just don't see what my friends are doing when I go to Facebook anyway. That's not what Facebook shows me. It's always showing me ads. And if I try to post something, it always wants to turn it into an ad. So I'm just allergic to social media in a mainstream sense. I do like my social media over on Mastodon quite a bit. It's kind of like the new version of Twitter. It's a different kind of protocol. It's not centralized. So there's no one person controlling what you can and can't say. I like the conversations on Mastodon. But even there, as a place for sharing photographs, I don't find it satisfying. I don't even find my own website satisfying for photographs. I'm yet to find a way to put my photos on the website and for that to be an experience that people can enjoy, because the internet's great for lots of things, but as an experience, it's very low rent. I would much rather see photographs hanging on a wall, on great big giant prints, and being able to have an intimate experience with those photographs, to connect with the images and to walk from room to room and see them. And I want that scale. Scale is really great when it comes to photography. So at this stage, we've talked about everything except YouTube. I know there are bad things about YouTube. I know it's giving me a different YouTube to what it's giving someone else. And it's got a lot of stuff on there that I just wish didn't exist. I think it is a cesspool. It is a really big cesspool. But it's a different kind of cesspool to, say, Instagram. Because Instagram can take a lot of photos that are actually really good and devalue the whole lot of them. It takes good stuff and ruins it. The way I think of Instagram, it's like an open sewer system and all the shit is just flowing downstream, and you're going to take your lovely photo and you're going to just put it on top of that shit as it's moving downstream, and it will slowly sink beneath the surface within a couple of seconds and it's gone. Because it's the scale of the platform that's trashing it. The scale of the platform is destroying any value we have in a single image. And this isn't just a Zuckerberg thing. This isn't just about Instagram and Facebook. On the Fediverse, where you've got things like PixelFed, and it's like a much better version of Instagram because it's actually about photography, but it's going to have the same problem. If you really immerse yourself into PixelFed, it's just a lot of photographs and it's overwhelming. And that's not what I want from my photography experience. I don't want to be overwhelmed by photography. I want to have quiet enjoyment and engagement with the photography. Which brings us back to YouTube. Because on YouTube, I can post something And for the people who sit and watch it, they might get 8 minutes of penguins, just an entire 8 minutes of looking at some beautiful penguins. And if you want to have a look at 8 minutes of penguins, at the end of this video, I will provide a link to my favorite 8 minutes of penguins. YouTube lets people sit with a subject and immerse in it. And notwithstanding the ads popping in mid-roll, and I found a way to start turning that off with my videos. So you'll see with these videos where I'm just talking to camera, I turn off the mid-roll ads because I know how to do that now. And I don't want advertising to cut into that experience. And YouTube, we can do that. So YouTube, we can set it up so that you just get to step into that headspace. And whether the headspace is me talking about photographs or sharing some of my photographs or explaining how some gear works with some video that underlines it all, you get to connect, you get to have some time together. We get to have a conversation. You can leave a comment, and I do read the comments, even the ones from people who obviously didn't watch the video. I also read those comments too. We can have a conversation. We can have a to and fro. And often when someone leaves a comment from one video, that gives me the inspiration to make the next video. And I really like this because photography for me is a conversation. I want to share the photo. I want to have it out there. I'm giving my perspective at that moment in time. I want to see where that hits. Does someone else share that perspective, or does someone have a different perspective on that photograph? Do they understand it in a different way? What is the conversation around the photograph? Because a photograph can have a context and a meaning in one period of time, and in another period of time, that context is different and it's changed. And what was important in one period of time is different in another. The conversation around the photograph is what makes it interesting. And YouTube makes that possible. The other thing that I really love is that every now and then, one of these videos gets more than a few hundred views. I want to take as one example a particular video that's recently had 1,500 views and it goes for 20 minutes. It's got a total watch time of about 135 hours, which sounds like a lot. But keep in mind, maybe a quarter of the people are actually watching it through to the end anyway. So when you look at the 135 hours, there's maybe 33 hours of people watching it all the way through. And that's really my metric, who watched the whole video, because if you're only watching 10 seconds of the video, maybe that shouldn't count as a view. Given that it takes about half a day to put it together, it runs for 20 minutes, 33 hours, that's like a lot of conversation. That's like the best part of a week at work worth of having a conversation with other people. And that's fantastic. And that particular video was about what you might need to know if you're a photographer wanting to shoot video. There weren't a whole bunch of photographs. I didn't share a bunch of my photographs. It wasn't that kind of video. But other videos I do have a lot of my photography in it. And I love the idea that I can have tens or hundreds of hours worth of sharing my photos with a bunch of people. And for the most part, these are people I don't even know. I've never met them. They've never met me. And yet they get to watch a bunch of my work. So I see that as just a really big win. I think that's really positive. That's something that makes me feel good. Because I'm not trying to do a whole bunch of affiliate marketing on this channel. I'm not trying to drive people to an Amazon account and get 0.1% of whatever you buy when you get there. I don't make my primary income from what I sell on YouTube, because for the most part, all I'm selling is me. And I really do mean that. I am selling me, because I want you guys to think about, do you want to come on a workshop in the Arctic and chase auroras? Or do you want to come to Nepal? Or do you want to come to Bhutan? Or do you want to do a food photography workshop with my wife and I? Because that's what I enjoy doing. I enjoy teaching, and I teach on the workshops, and I teach here on YouTube, and it just kind of fits in together. Of course I like YouTube. I like the idea that a whole bunch of people I've never met can see my photos and that they could enjoy the photos, because most people aren't going to be using their phone screen to look at it. They're going to have a really good screen on their computer, or they're going to be using it in their lounge room, in their TV, or maybe a hotel room TV, wherever it is that you're watching your YouTube. And I think it's a good experience for the audience to immerse themselves in a bunch bunch of photos, have a conversation with the actual photographer and just step into their world. And YouTube does that really well. Plus, there's the opportunity that maybe some of these folks will actually come and join me for a workshop. As a photographer, I want people to see my work. I want them to enjoy it. I want them to feel that maybe one of these photos has made their day a little brighter, or maybe it's helped them to appreciate something about our natural world, or maybe it's inspired them to go out and take some photographs themselves. I want to connect with people with the photography, because I'm not really good at standing in a room with 1,500 people and having a conversation. That's not the kind of guy I am. But with YouTube, my YouTube channel can do that conversation with 1,500 people instead. And I think that's pretty marvelous. Those are my thoughts on YouTube today. I hope you've enjoyed this little chat. And if you have any questions or some ideas you would like to share, please leave a comment below. And if you're listening to the podcast today, drop me an email. Thank you very much. Have a great day.